Carl Herman, Mission Viejo, Joe Olson, Houston, Texas, Chris Weiner, Parts Unknown, the 8th of January, 2025. Need to know news. Let's take a look at our topics and have opening statements. We're going to the war. Dews, drones, and orbs. Oh my. Right here in SoCal, where I am. 2025 potential areas of promise, breakthroughs for truth. And then finally, how low can they go? How much longer can liars lie? And I do want to ask for your prayers and well wishes for Professor Jim Fetzer. Not feeling well today. Asked Brian to take over his show and just send healing good wishes toward Jim. All righty, opening statements. Joe.
Yes, I mentioned something on Monday's show about Gallardo Bruno, who was slow roasted on February 17th, 1600. He was a 16th century Dominican friar who was expelled from the church, and the Catholic Church issued a statement 400 years later, and the statement was by Cardinal Angelo Sardano, who said that the people of the Inquisition meant well, and all they were trying to do was to save his soul. I'll put the actual statement that he made in the comments because I don't have it written down right now, and it's about a paragraph long, but it's absolutely absurd. But this is an article that covered that particular response in Science Magazine. And let's see, this was published March 1st, 2009. And I also found one at a Catholic website. And go ahead and get a word from Chris, and I'll give you the 10-4 on the Catholic website.
Okie doke. Chris, opening statement, brother.
Yeah, that's another Inquisition hustle file, you know. It's the strategy of tension that they put on the confession, it's one of those things that they use the shame-based religion against humanity. And most of humanity was enslaved under the pretense of their religious denomination in many of these places in Europe and around the quote-unquote civilized world. The feudal bond market kept people in perpetual slavery. And you know, the strange thing is, if you were to calculate the misery index as far as quality of life, you won't see anything worse than you see probably right now as far as the income disparities in the world right now. And I'll just have to say that as far as the misery index is concerned, I think it's probably the highest it's ever been. And I'm surprised that it's been allowed to stay in the way that it has without a peasant revolt.
Very good. Very good as a retired.
This was posted at Catholic.com magazine print edition. How facts become anti-Catholic fiction, and they try to explain. I'll put a link to this because it's really worthwhile seeing how these people operate. Yesterday, they had the Golden Globes, and the host was Nikki Glaser because they were not going to make the mistake of inviting Ricky Gervais back again because he insulted him too much. But he put an X post with his opening for the Golden Globes. And he said, it's nice to be in a room with the second largest pedophile ring in the world. So, you know, sorry, I wish it wasn't true, but we have to deal with facts sometimes.
Yeah, I'd also like to add that the Jesuit Inquisition that we're talking about with the Giordano Bruno, that was done by the Donme Converso Jews as a result of the Alhambra Decree of 1492. Where Spain basically forced everybody to either become a Christian, convert, or to be deported. So you're kind of seeing a similar type of thing right now with the Noahide laws and the takeover of Judaism and most of the religions and most of Zionism and its operations. So nothing's changed other than the proper noun by which they pull this bullshit over humanity and put this strategy of tension, trauma-based fear type situation over the rest of the world. Cooperators suffer, conquered by the cross and sword. Jesus kills.
And at the verdict of Bruno, I wonder if they said, hey, so we got good news and bad news. Well, which one do you want to hear first? The good news? We're gonna save your soul. The bad news? We got to burn you to do it.
That was the equivalent of the trust to science, Carl. You know, it's like the trust to religion.
Yeah.
And then to prove how deceptive they are, they named the Pope that started all this bullshit. He was Pope from January 1198 till July of 20 of oh, wait a minute of 1216. His They called him Pope Innocent the Third because there was a couple of other innocent popes before him. So he's the one that started all this bullshit. He was responsible for starting all the Cathar massacres that happened. So yeah, that's how they cover their tracks. They're the innocent popes.
Yeah, and the popes of today, of course, they preside over the Serpent Hall. And all you need to do is look at some Google images of where the Pope's Serpent Hall, and then his throne is, or one of them, the public auditorium throne, is right in front of the statues of all these demons coming out of the wall behind him. They say it's Jesus, but you need to take a look for yourself and see what you come up with your own conclusions.
Vatica was the goddess of the underworld in the Roman polytheism.
There you go.
Very good. Death cult. All right, speaking of death cults, let's go to the war. Five of those updates. Genocide, the new normal. Chris Hedges, Israel and the U.S. government will continue the genocide in Gaza for many months until the Palestinians are annihilated or driven from their homeland and greater Israel is consolidated. So, yeah, it just goes on and on with this. And this isn't very much different from the usual wars of aggression justified by the US, all Orwellian, illegal, and lie started. And yes, I'll go ahead and put it into the show notes at BitChute, the article that published research documenting the lie started, ongoing, illegal wars of aggression of the US. The Biden administration, and for Israel, of course, this war is not possible without the funding and the weapons of the United States, all with our tax dollars under our flag and in our honor. The Biden administration
We're
declares that
borrowing money for this shit, Carl. We're borrowing money, like a trillion of a quarter to on the interest to borrow this money for the Zionist Crusades. This is like a Merchant of Venice situation where Antonio's borrowing money in the pound of flesh from the Jews to finance this romance.
yep, good point. Yeah, it isn't money, it's all debt. It's all inverted. It's all satanic. The Biden administration declares that a genocide is happening in Sudan. So look at this photo op with Blinken, like pointing to Biden, pretending like he cares, pretending like they're studious. And I don't know when this thing was. Looks like it was in the summer sometime by the plants behind it. So it just goes on and on with the psyops and the empire. Dwight Howard. This is going to be a future Hall of Famer, 8-time All-Star, great rebounder, great defensive guy underneath the hoop. I'll give him a minute here.
I tweeted free Palestine and I got a Dana got kicked. I tweeted free Palestine and I got a Dana got kicked out the league for it. And I'm like trying to figure out why. So I tweet free Palestine. Less than 10 minutes after I tweet that, I get a call from the commissioner of the NBA.
Stop it.
Agents, people working with my foundation at the time, Texas, you
wow.
got to erase this tweet. You got to take this down. You're going to get it. See, I'm like, what did I do that was so bad?
Can somebody explain to me?
Yeah, can somebody explain? You know, I
tweeted. Good point. Another minute.
You cannot enter a discussion with an Israel defender without them immediately accusing you of being a racist if they disagree with you. Oh, you're an anti-Semite.
The red line for me is this is my country. My birthright is free speech. God gave me that right. You cannot take it away. And if you're telling me what I'm allowed to say in my country, you're my enemy. Like, it's just kind of that simple. You can't tell me what to say or think, period, because I'm an American.
Exactly. Try and have an argument, even like a substantive civil argument, disagreement. Criticize Israel just a little bit and count down the number of seconds before you get accused of being motivated by bigotry and hatred. It'll be, you know, seconds. And that's their only tactic, their go-to tactic. The minute you question, like, why is the U.S. financing Israel's military in its wars when it not only hurts our own country, but when millions of Israelis are having better standard of living than millions of Americans? You're a Jew hater. You hate, you know, you have some kind of problem with Jews. So it's the same tactic there.
Do they say that to you?
Constantly. Oh, being Jewish is not in any way, does not give you any kind of immunity from that accusation. Like,
I'm an American. Every American has the right to say exactly what he thinks at all times, period. Period. Like, I thought that was the whole point of the country.
You cannot.
And Glenn Greenwald, Jewish. And again, the name of the game is to diminish the numbers of our opponent and to increase the number of people on our side. So you want to give people an opportunity to choose and to call out the criminals among the Israelis and the shills who want to make the argument it's the Jews. They want to put about 15 million earth-wide Jewish sheeple as human shields so that the parasitic criminals, the predator criminals can hide behind them. IDF soldiers are finding they can't go on holiday without risking arrest. Now, that's helpful among the countries Zionist war criminals have discovered are out of bounds are Brazil, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Belgium, the Netherlands, Serbia, Ireland, and Cyprus. So that's a good start, an encouraging sign. Joe, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Indonesia banned anybody with an Israeli passport from entering as well. And yesterday, they were accepted as a full member of BRICS, which now means that BRICS has over 50% of the world population involved in their money scheme. So that's going to be a little bit of a better transition. Back when I was on TNT radio, one of the other TNT hosts was a guy named Jeremy Nell. He's interviewed Fetzer multiple times. He interviewed me twice on TNT, once on False Flags and once on 911, and then also on his own channel, 2 hours each time on those two subjects, which his site is J-E-R-M, Warfare, German Warfare, because his first name is Jeremy. Well, he recommended two guys that are journalists out of Europe, and I wasn't familiar with either of these guys, but they scheduled me for an interview this morning. It was an hour-long interview. One of the guys' name is John Langland, and the other one is Peter Lavelle. I haven't been able to pull up the bios on them exactly, but it looks like from the guy that I was talking to this morning and seeing his photos, he's currently in Moscow, and he's a journalist for RT, so, and they've got enormous reach. And so I'm hoping that this thing, we covered false flags. And just to give you the briefest little bit of history on it, I tried to look up when the first documentable false flag was. And somebody said, well, maybe it was Trojan horse. And I said, well, it's hard to consider a giant wooden horse as being a flag, but I'll see what I can find. And I found the first evidence of a white flag was the Second Punic War in 218 BC. And that was when Rome invaded Carthage, and they waved a white flag. And typically, the white flags were supposed to be a truce for, like, trading prisoners or coming to some kind of agreement for ending a conflict. But often, they were used to recon the other side's, you know, get up close and see what their defenses and what their manpower was, or to kidnap the people that were sent out to be representatives from the other government and hold them as hostages. So white flags more often than not were used as bait. And then the actual false flags was authorized by the King of England in 1342, King Edward. And that was letters of mark, which I discussed in a previous chapter. So bottom line is, yeah, this has been part. It's even written in the U.S. Constitution. You can get a letter of mark from the president saying that you're allowed to go out and seize foreign vessels.
Thank you, Joe. Chris.
Yeah, there was a Roman cohort thing too. The Roman Empire did the same thing as far as sanctioning war against the barbarians. And it was really all about a resource grab and more importantly about embracing an economic system and imposing that on different people as they expand their empire. Like any sort of Ponzi scheme, these economic sorceries require next victims. And I will say that most of the wars that we know, even the Trojan horse that you're referring to, whether it's the Phoenicians or the Trojans, whatever you want to call these guys being sacked by the sea people or whatever, that is an economic reset. And many times that is the transition of empire is more an economic reset than anything. And of course, what Joe's talking about was another economic reset in 1342, the beginning of the Hundred Years' War. So, yeah, this is some great stuff. I would also like to point out that you remember Kyrie Irving when he refused the vax, or Aaron Rodgers when he refused the vax? He went through the same thing that this Israel shit is doing, except it was trying to peer pressure people into supporting the vaccine instead of the nation of Israel. And I also have to say, this inversion of rhetoric of the Israelis as a defense mechanism to their treachery, they always accuse the witnesses or the noticers of hatred. And I would say that the noticers are just pointing out an every decade type of plan that these guys have put out to depopulate or destroy us en masse. And it might be called a different name. It might be under a different meeting or a different group. But ultimately, it's the same goal, the same agenda. And It's them taking out anybody that's a threat to their control or power within their own empires. And in many cases, it's them destroying an empire so it can move to the next one. You see what they did with looting the assets of the U.S. empire over to China and over to Russia in many ways. It was mostly the dual citizen double agents that did this type of stuff with our IP, our technology, and many other things, the means of production and a bunch of stuff. So this is all part of the transition of empire. These guys don't loot the previous empire until they've gotten away with it and built it in the new next empire. So I think that's what they're doing, is transitioning from one empire to another. And this is part of the plan. America needs to be destroyed by these guys to break humanity. And if America goes down, that's like their plan. That's what they've always wanted to do. They wanted to put the one world government together. And apparently the destruction of America is how they're going to plan on doing it. So, yeah, I think we got to stop these bastards in any way that we can. So I know I'm a little over the road there. I just wanted to put those points out there, and thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for giving us a new label. I never considered myself a noticer.
Right?
But now that you mentioned it, what we notice is that empires are always built on slavery, piracy, and usury.
So absolutely, Joe. Bang! Formula.
Bingo. And look at what Mr. MAGA's getting ready to do. He's going to go conquer Greenland. There's like 50,000 people on the whole silly little island covered with ice, and they're going to be able to resist us coming in there and taking them over. It's like,
it's give drill, me a baby, drill. He wants to get to the Arctic Circle, man. That's what he's got going on there. And then there's a bunch of minerals there, and it's a strategic point too. So yeah, this is a big deal. This is part of the world, one world government, the plan to unite North of America and Greenland and
yeah, and you've got two
Canada are part of the annexation process.
Population bases in Greenland. One of them is the Inuit who lived there for 10,000 years, and the other ones were Vikings that moved there in 1200 BC during the Minoan warming period and built stone dairy barns big enough to hold 50 cows when Greenland was actually green and the planet was a hell of a lot warmer. And no SUVs caused it to get colder or warmer since. It's all cycles that are completely indeterminate of gas molecules in the air. Absolutely insane that we put up with this bullshit reality that they keep trying to foist on us. But Greenland doesn't deserve to be exploited the way we've exploited every other resource on the planet. It's absurd. If anything, the people should be able to decide if that's what they really want to do. But somebody needs to go in and educate them what really happens when you become a colony.
Hey, Joe, can I pick your brain on something? I was going to ask you, you know, we've proven the climate change thing is an absolute hoax and a shakedown. But what is your research into directed energy or weather weapon technology and disaster capitalism? Have you looked into these things, the military patents behind this stuff, and maybe the applications that could have been used in the last 5 to 10 years to destroy middle class populations in the United States and in the process of this land grab, whether you're talking Cali fires, Florida hurricanes, wherever, pick a winner.
Oh, yeah, it's 100%. They've got hundreds of patents where they do weather modification, and they've admitted that the HARP system is capable of changing the ionosphere, which is capable of moving the jet stream, which is capable of moving enormous masses of moisture to cause floods or droughts. So obviously they've had the ability to do that. And do we trust these people to always be doing things in our best interest? I doubt it.
I'm on the same page with you, Joe. I just wanted to see, you know, we never really talked about it, and I just wanted to put it out there because I think it needs to be talked about.
Yeah,
you know, they're taking people down with this carbon tax or the climate change bullshit, and they're using these weather weapons. I mean, that is literally burning someone's house down and selling them a fucking fire extinguisher, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about it because it seems like it's happening right here, right now in SoCal. Evacuations underway as massive 772. Yeah. The so-called wildfire rages out of control in Pacific Palisades amid gusty winds. Now, the winds, looking out the window right now, they're calm, but they were about 50 miles an hour yesterday in South Orange County. And this is in Pacific Palisades and in Eaton Canyon, which is up abutting the foothills, the northern part of the Pasadena area. Now, this guy, Jeff Snyder, too, he's going to show us yet again evidence that this is a due fire. Now, I don't know. This is one car. This is starting in the engine block, which is typically how these things get hit. And then he also has film evidence that is consistent.
It's once again that these embers, the embers blew up there and they light the palm.
That these palm trees in these areas for the dews, they light on fire up here. And that there is abundant photographic and film evidence that what is happening is that these plants are burning from the inside out. And we got two fire captains, and I'll put the documentation in the show notes at BitChute, way back for the Cali fires, the like the Paradise Fire, 2017, 2018, that they filmed trees that had pretty much blown up and had burned from the inside out, filming the trees as they burn from the roots. So it doesn't look like a fire. And then we have here with the drones and the orbs. Now, it might be that the drones are trying to get an idea about what these orbs are. And here is an excellent 19 seconds, I believe, of one of the orbs that isn't explainable as a drone.
What the fuck?
Now, I don't know if that's real or not, but we have seen plenty of film evidence of these orbs moving in directions that ordinary physics would not allow for an ordinary droid, drone. I don't know what it means, but these fires are going on. It looks like another due attack. It looks like the war is somehow raging. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, definitely dews exist, and I've been reading about them in popular science since the mid-80s, about all the different methods of microwave and laser weapon systems. And so, yeah, I don't have any question about that. The question is, are they capable of dissolving a 600,000-ton, 1,300-foot-tall building in 14 seconds? And the answer is absolutely not. So, you know, it's just a matter of what you restrict the dew capabilities of being. So I don't have a problem with that. But we have a whole bunch of planned incidents that are going on. This one came out this morning. James O'Keefe got an insider message from somebody that works at the VA, and they said they got a request from the director of Health and Human Services to provide emergency medical response teams for January 6, 2025, including ambulances, doctors, ER nurses, and provide all the available medical equipment. What are they planning to do to us on January 6th this time? You know, pretty much amazing stuff. So expect more on that. He's got FOIA requests, but FOIA takes a year before you get any kind of response at all, unless maybe the new Trump administration, maybe Robert Jr. will come in and say, hey, let's release all these files because we're going to find out exactly what's been going on with our rotten government. But again, I have limited faith in the government to get form itself.
Very good. Thank you, Joe. Chris?
I keep hearing about this 5D chess thing and how they're going to Trojan horse the deep state with this whole lawfare reversal and, you know, getting them to admit certain things is like part of the step to toward prosecution, whether it's Big Pharma or whether it's the NWO, WEF, UN agendas, things of the sort, whether it's market manipulation, all these things. I really don't see that other happening other than it being a rebranding. And they might do like a limited hangout with some of the mid-level personnel. And, you know, it's kind of like an 08 where they'll just put out like a Bernie Madoff in the headlines, slap on the wrist to like JP Morgan, too big to jail for all the guys that have like rigged quadrillions in derivatives and financial scams and COVID deaths and incentivized medical murders and things of the sort. But at the same point in time, people will be so exhausted after this depopulation, this World War III, that they'll accept peace under the terms of these tyrants once again. So I think that these guys are really trying to go the deception route. And when that's failing as it is, they're going to have to go with the force and the bloodbath and just build on the carnage after that, I think. So people be ready. Discern your real enemy. Don't fall for their traps. Don't let fear push you into a binary psychology and picking a side in the controlled opposition. This is humanity against this evil. So think about that, people.
Yeah, our POTUS, they're going to use fraud and force. And when the fraud fails, then they go to the force. where they will try. All right, next. 2025 potential areas of promise, breakthroughs for truth. Now, I know in war, deception is a big deal, and I don't feel confident at all of making any conclusions. Just taking a look at the playing field, and as Chris is saying, pay attention. Meta drops the bogus fact-checking program after years of targeting, blacklisting, censoring, and eliminating top conservative pages from Facebook. This could be a big step forward to be able to get on a roll with this, and then the shills will have no place to go. And I wonder if that would be true for YouTube as well. Watch, Trump says, Manchurian candidate Joe Biden is compromised by foreign countries. And that is a big deal, keeping that alive. It is now 100% proven that the Biden crime family received more than $20 million from foreign countries while Crooked Joe is vice president, and probably a lot more than that. That's just what they found. And that's true. That's what the data shows. But that hasn't gotten traction yet. It's an emperor's new clothes situation ready to break open. 14 state attorneys general, right, the secretary Becerra asking why the CICP functions so poorly at adjudicating and compensating COVID vaccine victims. Better late than never. So this also, if we could get the attorneys generals involved, we shall see. There is a lot of potential for the truth, and once the truth breaks free in one area, it's going to be hard to contain it everywhere else. Here is the only video on January 6th you need to watch to understand who was responsible for the violence that day. And the points in the video, Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Muriel Bowser had to block the National Guard from protecting the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi did this by banning President Trump's request for the National Guard. And then on January 6th, Nancy Pelosi stalled in calling in the National Guard until late in the afternoon. The Capitol Police were ready and eager to fire munitions on innocent Americans peacefully protesting. And that's what the film evidence shows. Undercover government operatives and cutouts with the FBI, DOG, DHS, BATFA, Capitol Police, they were operating inside the crowd. And we still don't know exactly how many. And that would be an area to rip open, because on its surface, January 6th was a false flag in order to cover up the 2020 election fraud, and it created a so-called emergency so that the House didn't have to hear any of the evidence for 2020 election fraud. They could just vote to certify the election. Georgia judge orders Fannie Willis to pay Judicial Watch $22,000 in legal fees for her violation of the open records law. And this was an attempt in order to discover the degree of collusion between the Biden White House and the state prosecutors in fomenting the lawfare against Trump. Federal Toxicology Agency under CDC now says fluoride lowers IQ in comprehensive meta-analysis of 74 studies. Great news. Jew Merrill Nass, again, helping to lead the way. And that's what we want. We want people from anybody who's interested in the truth is on our side. And this is also what RFK 2 has been talking about. And this is a forced medication. It's not even a medication. It's forced poisoning. Daily Mail finally admits to widespread COVID vaccine injuries and deaths. Are we finally going to acknowledge how dangerous the COVID vaccines are? Merrill Nass again. And that's huge. And I'm telling you, I see this emperor's new clothes condition, and that once it breaks, it's going to break in an instant. Who makes nice to U.S. government and bid to avoid being canceled by Trump? Now, that's a big deal, because Trump has been threatening to cut WHO off and to leave WHO, and that would be the right thing to do. And the top contributors, you got the U.S., Germany, Bill and Melinda Gates. Almost $1 billion. And this is just money laundering for these people. And let's see. One more.
Hey, Carl. Do you mind if I jump in real quick and have a little side note about the Planned Parenthood business that they got going on? And
go ahead.
The life extension technologies, the stem cells, the cloning, Many of these things are beneficiaries of not only forced emergency C-sections in the childbirth at the hospital, but also it's from these abortions. And it's almost like an industry, and it's almost like weaponizing a demographic with, you know, biological and social inversions and, you know, the way they've weaponized women lately, in my opinion, to turn it into like not only an industrialized murder where the sin falls on the aborting mother, but also the profit from the biological material is the prize, the end game of this. It's nothing to do with the women's body or her right to choice. These guys don't give a fuck about that. These guys are after that life essence. And it's only available from things like that, or even like with the case of adrenochrome, them scaring the shit out of little kids to the point where they take their adrenaline from their freaking gland. Are you kidding me? This is what these guys are up to. And this is... You know, look at Ambrosia. You ever hear anybody talk about J.D. Vance and Thiel and these guys and their blood boys and this bullshit? Nobody's talking about this, man. What the fuck? I'm just saying, this is a big thing. And, like, the conversation and the controlled opposition dialogue amongst the parties is absolutely just a redirection ploy at best and a misdirection. This is the prize, the end game. And you could really point this out on a lot of different things with them and the vax. That's them Trojan horsing this mRNA smart dust technology shit that they're putting in us, whatever it is. You know, and I'm not going to start an argument about what exactly it is, because who the fuck knows, right? But it seems to be the stuff that we were suspicious of for the last 10, 15 years. And then when we turn out to be right, you know, I don't know. I wonder what's going on next that we don't know about, is I guess my point, you know, and how many things have they snuck to us? If this was something that was necessary under the case of an emergency, it wouldn't have gone about it in this way. If this was like them wanting us to get on the nanotech thing, this is absolutely duplicitous, the means by which they introduce this and put this worldwide Phoenix program on the humanity like this. This is people need to go to jail or to the wall for this.
Yeah, it's not going to be over until that happens, and the totalitarian of evil, the adrenochrome. And if you take if you just try on for size, that our opponent really are the Elohim of the Old Testament, including a dude named Satan. And they're in a rebellion against the Creator. Maybe they want the secret of life. So what would you do? Well, let's get as close to the start of life as possible. Let's go to the kiddies. Let's just rip them apart, see what we can find, and then use it to our advantage. And then the creation of God's children, we'll just treat them as goy, as our slave race. That's, I think, that the evil that that we have. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, the reason Zucky Greenberg, which is his real last name, it's not Zuckerberg, the reason that he's trying to suck up to Trump is that he doesn't want Trump to break up his monopolies with Meta, Facebook, and Instagram. And he wants to forget that he spent $420 million setting up drop boxes illegally in bunches of different states and paying mules to drop fake ballots off and printing fake ballots and rigging the 2020 election, making sure Trump was dropped at all of his social media sites, along with the folks at Twitter that were working with the FBI to do that same particular thing. So bottom line is, yeah, he's got a real reason why he wants to stay out of jail. But getting back to our favorite little group of people, in Tel Aviv, there's 250 legal brothels, and all of them are stocked with teenagers that are recruited from Eastern Europe as being nannies or housekeepers or whatever. And they're brought to Israel, and they're turned into prostitutes, and they use them for 5 or 10 years, and then they either turn them into organ donors, or they turn them loose on Europe as well-trained honey-trap spies. So that's what our favorite little ally's doing, along with having one of the highest per capita incomes in the world, when they don't produce a fraction of the products necessary to have that kind of capital base. All based on the United States subsidizing that rotten little colony. And another thing that came up in Duran, they were talking about building a gas line that's now going to be able to go through Syria. But Israel doesn't want it to go through Syria. Israel wants it to start in Israel, and they're going to use the gas fields that are off the coast of Israel, Gaza, and Sinai. And they don't want to split those proceeds with Egypt, so they want to capture Sinai. They want to completely destroy Gaza, so they've got complete access to that. And a friend of mine happens to work for Noble Oil and Gas, and they laid a pipeline from Israel all the way to Greece. So that pipeline's already existing, and they've already got three offshore wells that are pumping gas mainly to Israel at this point, but they can expand that operation. And so Egypt is aware of what's going on. They started putting up dragon teeth tank stoppers along their border with Israel. And Israel says, you're trying to provoke a war with us by putting up defensive anti-tank systems, not mines or, you know, anything that's really dangerous, artillery bunkers, putting up tank stops so that the Israelis can't pull the same little tricks that they pulled on them before. So bottom line is, Sisi was installed on our Arab Spring back in 2011, and so that dirtbag is on real thin ice with the people of Egypt that recognize a genocide by racist intruders when they see it, and it's sad that people in the United States can't see it.
Thank you, Joe. Chris, anything else?
Yeah, actually, if you don't mind me going off on a rant again, I'll just say, I won't use my words, I'll use theirs, and I'll just employ people to look into the Old Testament and get some old tales about the same thing where they do this. They have a subterfuge where they use the women as spies or prostitutes or as handlers of politicians and powerful men, military generals, things of the sort. A long history of using empires as proxy. And of course, these empires all line up in borders right around Israel or around this Holy Land. And of course, these guys were the central currency exchange location for the different empires. So this is really how they make a lot of their money traditionally in the past, you know, from like the fairs of Piacenza or the diets of Augsburg or things like that. So this is a long time racket that they've had throughout empires and how they've controlled empires and controlled the money and therefore controlled the empire itself, more or less. So, this is the formula, too, that you can find historically that they've used. And, of course, in the Old Testament, whether you're talking Ruth or Joshua or Saul or Kings or any of these books, Esther, they go on and on. They talk about this similar situations that I'm presenting to you here. And it's not my words, it's their own. Read the Bible. More importantly, try to comprehend this is what they're telling you in it. And read it again with that in mind and tell me what you come up with.
Thank you, Chris. And finally, how low can they go? Have we reached peak clown show? How long can these liars get away with it? I will play a little bit of this.
Well, I had the same question to you, but I wanted to add something else. Sorry, Trump will have press conferences. He could have one, but he also made an allegation that there were no guns on January 6th, bolstering his support for pardons, that Hezbollah may have played a role in January 6th, and that the person shot trying to enter the House chamber was shot for no reason at all. You're on the committee. How do you respond to what seems to be the rewriting of that day?
This is not new for Donald Trump. He is trying.
What a setup question. All right, and of course, he's going to be the one rewriting the history.
To rewrite history and suppress the truth. That is exactly why he does not want the special counsel's report released down in Florida, and it is exactly why he continues to spread lies about January 6th. But let's talk about the weapons that were on campus on January 6th. People were arrested with bear spray, and people were arrested with tasers and brass knuckles. People used flagpoles and fire extinguishers to beat police officers. There were documented cases where AR-15s were brandished downtown.
That's 100% a lie. If you do 5 minutes of research, you'll get the truth and see how completely different the truth is.
There were collections, as we heard testimony in the January 6th committee, collections, mounds of things that the Secret Service would not allow into the area around the former president's speech when he was near the ellipse. That's what was happening here 4 years ago. People were bringing weapons. There was also a cache of weapons found in a car, you know, earlier in the day, as we know, and was publicly reported. Our report, as well as the Department of Justice reports, continue to show the amount of guns and weapons that were in the D.C. area and on campus and in the building. by these violent intruders. Now, the president can say anything he wants. He's entitled to do that. He's not entitled to his own set of facts. And so that's on us. That's our responsibility to continue to provide that information to the public. And whether it's Donald Trump or Barry Loudermilk or Mike Johnson, we're not going to allow anyone to rewrite history or have their own set of facts. Donald Trump does this all the time. He tries to convince you, you know, what you were seeing did not happen. And he's doing this time and time again. The American public, our job is to give the American public our perspective and the truth as we lived it and as we see it. There were documented cases where AR-15s were brandished downtown.
What are you doing?
I'm posting false information on the web.
Why?
It's fun. Someone picks up a strand of false information, spreads it around, and before you know it, a panic is created. Then you just sit back and watch the chaos.
Yeah, and this is called projection, what that guy is doing. Is that he's doing what he's accusing Trump of doing. Kyle Starmer just claimed people who want a full inquiry into Britain's rape gangs are jumping on the bandwagon of the far right.
And when politicians, and I mean politicians, who sat in government for many years, are casual about honesty, decency, truth, and the rule of law, calling for inquiries because they want to jump on a bandwagon of the far right, then that affects politics, because a robust debate can only be based on the true facts.
Yeah, yeah, they're going for it. UK Labour Party posted a really weird video update, video remove, video lyrics translate to just punch a young girl's pussy. So I gotta wonder who is writing the script, and Labour is the Kyle Starmer. That's him. And so this is what the government put out, this Labour government's plan to change Britain for the better. Now, last couple of seconds, there's going to be some rap, and it's in Portuguese. And you're not going to understand it, but I just want you to have it register that somebody was saying something, and then we'll translate it for you.
He's back!
All right, so, what was that saying? It was saying, let's see, Christian Portuguese language of the backing track DJ, which describes smoking marijuana and having sex with a bitch. Yeah. The lyrics urge a naughty girl to sit on the singer's pot crazy dick, and ends with repetition of the line, just a punch in the young girl's pussy. They took the video down, but it wasn't a mistake that ended up. Now, Trudeau has announced his resignation in 2 months, and a lot can happen in 2 months, some emergency. And we'll see if some emergency happens between now and the inauguration of Trump. And I just want to play this little video to remind the people of Trudeau. He was attempting to force these health orders on the entire nation. And then anybody who supported a protest was debanked. And they were called a small fringe minority to reject the dictates of Castro Trudeau.
Been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with hearts and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day.
Truth is hard to swallow, just digested. Suspected something's going on, but chose to just neglect it. Deflected by some breaking news, oh, we just accepted. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. No question their objective, but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting
we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digest it. Suspect that something's going on. Chosen, just neglect it.
Very nice, and we'll see what happens. It's all of the NATO-developed countries' leaders' synchronized destruction. That I don't think is a coincidence. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting that Keir Starmer was head of the Crown Prosecution Services that refused to prosecute any of the Muslim rape gangs going on all over, particularly in Manchester, until they finally found this 14-year-old girl who'd been missing for several days. And they found her on a metal skewer being cooked at a Lebanese beef shawarma, S-H-A-W-A-R-M-A. And they had butchered this little girl, taken her flesh, wrapped it around a pole, and were baking it and selling it to people, probably not the Muslims, but probably the Kofars or whoever it is that they're opposed to. Yeah, so at that point, he realized he had a little bit of a publicity problem saying that was all fiction because they had DNA proof that that's what those people had done. So pretty disgusting. And as far as Trump wanting to take over Canada, good freaking luck. 90% of Canada is owned by the Crown. 95% of Australia is owned by the Crown. And as tough as you are, I don't know if you're going to be able to steal that land from the Crown because they stole it from the Native Americans and the Aborigines. And I don't think they want to have it stolen from them. So bottom line is, I don't believe this MAGA bullshit. The man has gone absolutely megalomaniac. He's so drunk on his own Kool-Aid that it's absolutely ridiculous. I wish we had a better leader. I wish we had somebody that could advise him, that would tell him, look, Donald, why don't you concentrate on solving our problems instead of going out and trying to create the world's largest new empire? That's not what we elected you to do. So sorry, dude.
Thank you, Joe. Chris.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold back on this one. I've been calling it for a fucking while, and I'd rather not have the I told you so and wish that I could say that I was wrong. But I think I wasn't, and I think I called it out in real time well before it was happening, calling bullshit while Q had everybody sitting on the edge of their seat or on their couch or, you know, keyboard couch potatoes. We should have been out in the streets taking our communities back in a good way, not in a violent way, but certainly in a proactive way where our politics would be represented by our needs and by the best interests of our communities, certainly not the people looking to exploit them. I told you so is painful. I wish I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you still are wrong. We shall see. Things can turn on a dime. Let's go to final thoughts.
I'll gladly fucking take it. But Carl, I mean, look at what it's going towards. I mean, this is exactly the New World Order, the 10 region breakdown of the world, the one world currency, the CBDC, the technocratic feudalism, the AI takeover. The Neuralink transhumanist agenda, this is all the shit these guys are putting on us, and it's not a voluntary thing at all. This is, you know, if this ain't the fight of the world or against all of humanity, I don't know what is, and I think humanity's got to respond accordingly.
We're seeing it all, and as I keep saying, it's without a breakthrough event is not going to be sufficient. The people who I talk to, yeah, sure, a lot of them are noticing a lot of different aspects of this, but you know what Joe was talking about for Kyle Starmer, maybe he was the person selected to be the PM and to do the denial because this is his most vulnerable issue. In Canada, the Canadians that I know, they are outraged that Trudeau is still in power and that all these people are vulnerable. All these people have the blackmail on them, the crimes against children, the pay to play, and but without something to break that would shatter the normies' trust, then everything that Chris is talking about and Joe is talking about, those are the threats that we can see. So what do you do about that? You should probably pay attention and then formulate some response. So there isn't anything good with what we're seeing yet, just potential hints, promises, but I don't think that we'll have much longer to wait. I think that in the next 3 weeks that something significant is going to break and that'll show us the direction that we're going, but we shall see. Patriots just need to be prepared, pay attention, and to recognize that in a war, the professional soldiers, they don't want you to ever see them. And I think with the evidence of the Great Awakening is that we are witnessing some kind of a war. And we don't see much from our position. So pay attention, but just don't be too attached to your own conclusions, and we'll see together what develops. Joe, final thoughts, brother.
Yeah, getting back to the setups for World War One, it started in 1914, and what people don't know is that the UK in August of 1914 cut the four transatlantic cables that Germany had installed to keep in touch with their various embassies worldwide, and they also broke the German code. So they knew exactly what was going on. The Germans only had a code through a cable that went through Belgium, and the British had complete control over that. So they could send all the fake telegrams they wanted, and they could know exactly what the Germans were up to. And so then there was an absolute staged event with the RMS Lusitania on May 7th, 1915. And this involved the Secretary of the Navy, FDR, and the Royal Admiralty, Winston Churchill. And they absolutely set the boat up to cause us to get into World War One in 1915. But the Americans didn't want to get involved in a European war, so they needed a little bit more pressure. Well, Woody Wilson ran for re-election, and he was elected in 1916. But the inauguration was actually in March. Well, what also happened was that the Germans sank, supposedly, the SS Sussex, which is a ferry running between Dover and Dunkirk. And supposedly it was sunk on March 24th, 1916, with two American dead. But it was still in operation in 1938. And they said the actual records from the French newspapers at the time were that there were two people injured, but no Americans were injured. So bottom line is that's what the American news media lied to you about to try to get us in, but that didn't work. So then they used the Zimmermann telegram, which supposedly was sent from Germany to their embassy in Mexico, saying, if you help us beat America, we'll give you all of the Southwest United States in return for being our ally. Well, as if Mexico in 1917 had any ability to attack the United States or do any kind of damage at all. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that's what they used. And so he was inaugurated March 4th. And then on April 6th, 1917, a month after he was elected to, because he kept us out of the war, we declared war. So there you go, kids. That's exactly how these dirtbag MFs operate. And you won't find this in any of your typical college or high school history books, because this is the history that if you knew it, you wouldn't believe any of the other history. It's absolutely insane. But that's what we're dealing with.
I'll put into the show notes and BitChute comments the little briefing that I have on World War One. The Zimmermann telegram said that the offer to Mexico by Germany to help them invade the U.S. and to get their territory back was if and only if the U.S. declared war on Germany. And the history textbooks that I would teach from, Joe, they would multiple times in explaining the start to World War One. They'd like say it, repeat it three times, is that President Wilson didn't want a war. He tried desperately for peace. But the Zimmermann telegram just, if you didn't want a war, just don't declare one. It's that simple. So we're just played and lied to and again and again and again. Chris, final thoughts, brother.
Sure, thanks. I'll just say that I believe this is another formula. Them, the Masonic controlled opposition of these wars, where the leaderships are all of the ranks of the Masons, and they are just pretty much creating carnage of the fighting age male population on both sides so that they can build their empires on the backs of widows and orphans. I will also say that in World War One, and actually any war going back 700 years, England has always been notorious for being called perfidious Albionsis, which is basically they betray or deceive any pact or treaty that they have with any nation that they've ever had. It's almost infamous. You know, and then, of course, they have the independence models now where they supposedly lend the former slave Raj or Kohan colonies the impression of freedom and liberty, but certainly control them economically and control the means of production and control the cost of goods and a value of wages and a value of goods and services. So this is really the game in the war. And of course, World War One was needed to bring in the terms to bring in World War Two, and World War Two was needed to bring in the central banking BIS World Bank IMF model. So, yeah, I think that they've had a plan there with that. And I think also this, you know, United States, Canada, Mexico, Greenland thing is also a plan that they've had for a long, long time. Going back to the 1800s, the Knights of the Golden Circle, the pretense for the Civil War and the Masonic filibustering that was going on out there. And of course, that's different than the political filibustering. That is a whole different term. Look that up if you will, because that is the Mormons and the Masons doing that under the same cloak. And it's the pretense of the Civil War and the Mexican-American Wars, this creation of the Golden Triangle, the Knights of the Golden Circle. Every general in the Civil War was part of the Masonic order one way or the other on each side. So I'm saying this is controlled opposition theater, and the war is nothing different. But the carnage is very real. The heartbreak is even more real. And the profit margin is even more insane. I don't think you can even fathom the amount of money that's made from this. And we're still in debt, $36 trillion. And we're being issued public debt for private gain in many of these wars and the creation of this industrialized murder. So I think we really need to set our priorities straight. I'm not going to preach religion and say a Christian nation, this or that, because the Constitution calls for religious freedom. But I'm also going to say that these guys that are practicing this Satan abuse of children shit, these guys got to go. That's all I got.
Very good. Well, thank you, Joe.
And
thank
Confederate, you. Yes. Confederate Brigadier General Albert Pike in the 1870s said that there would be three world wars, two of them in the 20th century and one in the 21st century. And they came out exactly the way he said it would. And he was also a Grand Mason, also a Grand Dragon, founder of the Ku Klux Klan. So there you go, kids. That's exactly what we've got going on. We are in an Inquisition. We are tied to a stake, and they're slow roasting us to save our soul.
We are all Giordano Bruno.
That's.
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, thank you, Patriot audience. And we'll be back sometime over the weekend with Brian for more of the news that you need to know.